Hello, everyone. This conversation between Andrea Giles and I is one that we had just about her experience as a recent graduate of my relationship trauma certification for coaches. And I just wanted to have a, post a few of these interviews here online on this podcast so that you can get a better feel for other people's experiences in this program. And if you want to learn more about Andrea, go ahead and take a look at the show notes so that you can find out more about her and her amazing offers as well.
Hello, everyone. Oh, I cannot wait for you to meet my girl, Andrea. Do you want to introduce yourself before I jump in? And because I could talk about you for like a day, but maybe we'll let you tell people what you want them to know.
Well, sure. Hello. Always a pleasure to be with you. I'm Andrea Giles. I am a infidelity coach. I help people decide to, if they want to stay or go after infidelity, help people pick up the pieces and get moving again in their life after infidelity. I live in Montana. I have a humongous family. And when I say humongous, I mean it. We have 12 children, big blended family.
That could be its own episode
I
right
know, right?
there.
Just that piece. Yes, I came into the marriage with six. He had five. And then we had a very big surprise baby last year, and for number 12, an even dozen. And she is just the most fun little person ever. We just love her. Anyway, yeah, that's a little bit about me.
So awesome. So how did you get into coaching?
When I was going through my own really tough experiences several years ago, there was infidelity, there was a lot of issues going on. And even when I was like in the thick of it, I had people coming to me asking for help and saying, "Hey, can you help me too? Can I see that you're navigating this? Can you help me?" And I felt like a hot mess. And so I'm like, why are they asking me for help? I'm trying to figure this out, right? But I did try to help as much as I could. But I kind of knew within myself that I needed to get to the other side of it and help people. I learned in that experience that I was very much not alone, that there are many people who are dealing with the same thing that just kind of came out of the woodwork. And so at first, I went back to school to be a therapist. I was actively going to school to be a therapist. And specifically, I wanted to work with people around infidelity. And when I was in school, I was introduced to coaching and some of the concepts of coaching. And it was so helpful to me, like got me out of my seat and moving in a way that none of the therapy and things like that I had been to before had. Like it just really got my attention and got me moving. And so it was one of those moments in my life where it was just this recognition that I thought I was going to do this other thing, and actually, this is what you need to do. And so I just went all in, jumped ship, and went all in with coaching. So that's how I came into it.
Yeah. And what is it about, what were you noticing in coaching that kind of piqued your interest about becoming, about the certification and being trauma informed?
Yeah. So what piqued my interest is that as I mentioned, I'm an infidelity coach, and many of my clients feel traumatized, many of them. I myself was diagnosed at one point with PTSD. I know what it feels like to be triggered. I know what it feels like to feel highly threatened, all of those things, and I could see that in my clients. And so I wanted to be trauma informed and do your program because I feel a huge responsibility to my clients to do right by them and to understand all of the facets of what they're dealing with. Like I understand a lot of them, the things that they're thinking. I understand so much of it, but I wanted to go deeper on that and really know, like in their bodies, what was going on, and to have the words and the names and just a deeper understanding of what was happening beyond what I had. So that's why I did it.
I love how you talk about that, because it, like, education is so empowering, right? And then help, like, you know, I think us now as coaches, knowing what's going on in their body can also help us. The more we understand trauma, the more we can recognize what could be going on in their body, so that we can stay grounded and be a source of grounding energy and not be freaking out on coaching calls wondering, yep, like, what is happening over there?
Yep. Yes. 100%. Yeah. I will say before the call, we talked a little bit about kind of what we were going to talk about today. And one of the things in there was, what was the exact question? Something about, you know, where it has helped me the most, something like that. And my immediate thought was that it has helped me to not be triggered when I'm talking to my clients. And because I'm working with, I hear a lot of a lot of people's most personal things, all the details, all the things. And sometimes the words that they are saying to me, like their exact circumstance, like exactly what's happening, are words that were said to me.
Yeah.
Are experiences that I had. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it can, there's times where it feels triggering, and I'm not serving them at the highest level if I'm sitting there trying to manage myself, right? Like if I'm feeling triggered. And so a lot of what this program has done for me is it has taught me so much more than I knew before about how to take care of myself, how to ground myself, why it matters so much, that it doesn't need to be this long drawn out process, that it can be super fast, and that I can get right back into needing to focus and be where I need to be. So it's helped me tremendously while I help my clients.
Well, and I love that you bring up just what you said about yourself, like being triggered with, you know, with clients, right? Because so often we end up coaching people on stuff that we have been through. Right? Stuff that we have been through, or, you know, there's usually just parallels that can be triggering to us, even if we're coaching someone on something different. And we aren't immune as coaches to counter transference. There's research to support that unless we're a robot, right? Unless we're robots, we're not immune to that. And so I think just being in tune with yourself and with your body enough so that you can be aware. And again, like you said, you don't need to like pause your client and say, sorry, I need 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, you know how to handle yourself when that comes up to support them in a way that works for them. And you can have you know, don't you think you'll have to tell me, I can't speak for you, but I know for me, I have so much compassion for myself too, when that happens, instead of thinking like, what's wrong with me? Why am I a bad coach? Why are my thoughts going here? Like, what if I'm also just human here too?
Yes, for sure. I think that I have grown a lot in giving myself all the space in the world to feel what comes up. And I learned so many tools in your program about what to do with it, how to speak to it, what questions to ask it. That piece has been so huge. Like, okay, Andrea, what's actually going on here? Like, and it can be quick. Like I can just be like, oh yeah, this is reminding you of this thing. Mm-hmm. And you're not in danger right now. Like you're safe right now. Like just being able to remind myself, do a quick hand to the heart, or, you know, one of the things that I learned in the programs to kind of quickly realign, right? Mm-hmm. Just get myself grounded and centered and carry on.
Yeah. Okay. So here's kind of a random question. Was there any point in the program? I know for me, sometimes when I do programs, like there's like one bit of coaching or one sentence I hear or something where I'm like, that was worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, there are a lot of them.
Okay. I was going to ask if there are any specific moments or anything like that for you.
Yeah, there were quite a few, but one that I learned there that I use all the time is parts work and understanding. And, you know, I feel like I've taken the things that I've learned there and been able to put my own voice to it and mm-hmm. been able to use my own words, my own language that connects with my clients and is able to, like, if my client is really struggling with a certain aspect of infidelity, mm-hmm. it's been really helpful to me to understand it's all about the meaning we give to it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to mean something different to somebody else. And for some people, it is confirming some deep seated belief that they've had since they were five, right? Yeah. Or four, something like that.
Yeah.
And understanding the parts work and being able to really look at that and yeah. draw that out and shine a light on it. Mm-hmm. It's such a relief to my clients. Yeah. It's such a relief to go, oh, okay. Yeah. Like it helps them be more objective about what's going on. Mm-hmm. And like, I've seen people just like huge sigh of relief. Like, oh my yeah. gosh, of course it makes sense that this is how I'm reading this. And when they can yeah. see it and we can heal, these different parts of us that need to be healed, it gives them so much more authority and power to move forward.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. And do you feel like there's a difference between like being on the receiving end of parts work and learning how it all works?
Oh yeah.
Like, is that something yeah, that yeah. you have experience with or anything like that?
Well, yes, I have, as a matter of fact, from you. So one of the things in the program is that we get to be coached on things that we're dealing with and watch other people that are in the program get coached so we can watch it mm-hmm. be used, right? So we can learn these tools yeah. in real time on real mm-hmm. clients, things like that. And I have been in that seat. And one of the reasons, I don't care about sharing this at all. One of the reasons that I was drawn to this program too, is because, was it last year? Lindsay was my one-on-one coach for several months. And so she used some of these things that I learned in the trauma coaching, in our coaching sessions, and it helped me tremendously. And so then, so the parts work, I've been in the hot seat where I have been coached in that way. And it has been very, very helpful. Like, just like I explained with my clients, like it's like this relief, like, of course, this is what I'm experiencing. Mm-hmm. Of course, this is what I'm feeling. And when I can go and love on those parts of me that have not received what they need to heal, mm-hmm. I'm able to move forward. And so I have experienced it firsthand, and then mm-hmm. to feel equipped mm-hmm. to have the language and the understanding of what's happening mm-hmm. With my clients has been really, really, really helpful and really fun. Mm. I love it.
Yeah. And I love, you know, just the thing I love about the body connection work too, is I feel like it's, you know, it's grounding work to just allow all that mindset stuff to come more intentionally and organically, you know, like when we yep. are grounded and we can work through, you know, some of those sticky, tough things. So much like the mindset work that we do want to have, the intentional mindset work, in my, you know, experience, just comes so much more organically. It's so much easier for me to believe in what I want to create or manifest when I have like attuned and taken care of like these, you know, wounded or, you know, parts that have felt unseen and things like that.
Yep. 100%. It's like any resistance that you feel from those parts that are holding on, right? That are,
yeah.
you can't do this, that are telling yeah. you messages that are creating resistance for you. It helps release that and be aligned, right? Where you don't have these conflicting pieces of you that are kind of fighting with each other. It's just this piece of feeling whole, feeling, aligned, for lack mm-hmm. of a better word, just aligned with all of the parts aligned and all yeah. working for you. What a miracle, right?
Yeah. And recognizing those parts have been working for you to the best of like mm-hmm. their ability and whatnot. And
yes,
I think when we engage uh-huh. with our, yeah, like when we engage with ourselves in that way, it's the healing is so much more sustainable versus the quick mindset hits, right? That kind of get you into a space for a minute. But then again, our unconscious, sometimes there are like unconscious overrides that come from these parts or different neural pathways or conditioning that make it really hard to stick with this intentional stuff. When what we could do is kind of just like find out more information so that that part feels safe. So it's easier for us to kind of focus on what we want to focus on.
Mm-hmm. So you just reminded me.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh
no, I was just going to say, to me, it supports us in compounding the mindset component of coaching, right? Mm-hmm. It compounds the effects of it, or I think it creates more of an environment to compound that because we're taking care of our body. You know, what were you going to say? Yeah. What did it remind you of?
I was just going to say that you brought up something that I remember being really significant to me. You know, for years kind of felt like I was at odds with myself, like that I was kind of my own worst enemy, that no one was harder on me than myself, that I would feel on this one part of me fired up and let's go. And I want to go and feel the confidence and then have over on the side, this, you know, like pulling me down. You can't do that, whatever. Okay. And something I learned from you is how these different parts are actually in service of us. We don't know that until we learn it. It feels like it's at odds. It feels like we're an enemy to ourselves. And when we can really have the tools to look at those parts and why they're doing the things that they're doing, they're always trying to keep us safe, always trying to protect us, always trying to work for us. And so instead of fighting against myself and being mad at myself, right, for these parts that sometimes seem to get in the way or create conflict within myself, I can speak to them in a whole different way and thank them for trying to protect me, trying to keep me safe, and therefore, again, being more aligned. And so just understanding that it's all, I've always been working for me. I just have lacked the tools. I've lacked the information to know how to help those parts grow up and know and feel safe.
Mm-hmm. I love that. What do you feel like the biggest impact of the being a part of the processing where you are observing other people doing the processing? So for everyone listening, right now in the program, we do instructional calls 1 day a week. And then throughout the program, we do around 10 processing calls that aren't recorded, where we do deeper processing work. And we don't record it for a reason. I just feel like it's easier to let stuff flow and come up when that's happening. So for you as an observer, was there any ahas or just anything about that specifically that you would want to share? That obviously without sharing anything specific, but just being a part of this space where people are sharing deep stuff and feeling safe enough to do that. And for you as an observer, what did you notice about yourself?
What I would say is that I've been in lots of different groups, lots of different spaces where there's groups, where there's multiple people getting coached. And one of the things that I've learned from you in that space is how to create so much safety in a group. And one thing with you is that you take your time. It's never rushed. It's very calm, calm, calm. Mm-hmm. I never see you like, oh, I need to wrap this up so I can go help someone else. You're always very, very present with who you're speaking with. And to watch people get coached in that space where it's like they've got all the time in the world, and knowing that you staying with them is serving the group, right? Mm-hmm. Like that you being in that space with that person, even if it takes the whole call sometimes, right, is really in service of the whole group. I've learned like how to create more safety for my people by watching you. Like what that looks like, what it feels like to be in that space of just being the observer and feeling so much love for the people being coached and knowing that I am loved as well in that space. Mm-hmm. It's so, I've been in groups before that don't feel safe, and it's hard to learn. It's hard to learn. It's hard to really really let down your guard and like soak in the things that you're learning and feel it and hear it and, you know, really bring it into your life, into your coaching. I've been in those spaces, and your being in your space has shown me what I want for my group, how I want to show up. And I don't know that I've ever been in a group that has felt as safe, like as loving, as safe as you can see, like the people in there are letting it all hang out and getting to their deepest things and healing. And there's nothing more powerful, in my opinion. There's nothing more powerful than that.
Yeah. I mean, I almost feel like for me, there aren't even words to describe how sacred it can feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like, I don't even have words, but for you people listening, maybe you can just feel the energy of, you know, what we're expressing, whether with our words or without, but it's pretty impactful. And I think one of your gifts too, is just letting yourself be seen as well. And I've been in those groups as well, where it's like, what's the easy thing for me to get coached on?
Totally. You know?
And so like in our program, everyone comes with their biggest, toughest, stickiest relationship in mind, whether that's a person, place, thing, experience, institution, organization, you know, money or whatever, whatnot. And so it's like, not only are we implementing trauma tools and learning and doing that work, we're also integrating and applying as well. And so, but I think for you, just a tribute like to you and you being who you are and letting yourself be seen is pretty impactful. And it's like, I felt so honored to be in the presence of a group where the women were able to express what they wanted to, because it sometimes takes a few people to be willing to go there for everyone else. Yeah. This can happen here. And we talk about safety a lot in the program.
Yeah. Like
Kathy and I, we joke, like, can it ever be talked about too much? And so I think it's the foundation for all healing to be built upon. And so I'm so glad that that was your experience in the processing calls, because it's so important to me.
Yeah. I think that for me, looking at what I have gained from the program and how I've implemented it is really understanding that, yes, I help people make a decision that's probably right up there with one of the toughest decisions of their life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they helping them get to a place where they feel safe enough to make that decision is everything.
Yeah.
So where they feel safe.
Yeah.
Yep. And grounded in it and not making a reactive decision that they might question later or go, wait, but you know, is that really what I wanted? And to be able to help facilitate helping my clients get to that place where they feel safe and to make this decision that changes the course of their life, whether they stay or go, to be able to show up in that decision with power and authority, knowing that it came from the safest, strongest part of them.
Yeah. Like their truest self.
Yes. Their truest self. Yeah.
Like whether staying or going, right? Because I think when we stay, people are going to talk. And when you go, people are going to talk.
Totally. So either way.
You can release yourself from that and be like, you know what? I don't need everyone to get it. I know, like, I know what my truth is. And like you said, for some that is staying, for some it is going, for some it's, you know, a myriad of other possibilities, right? Yep. But helping people feel safe enough in their bodies to let their true selves be seen. I don't know if it gets better, y'all.
I was just going to say there's nothing better. Those were the words that were about to come out.
Oh my gosh. Andrea, yeah, I feel like we could talk for like 3 hours.
Forever. Yes, we could. And we have. And we should somewhere.
I know. Yes. I know. Andrea is just, she has so much goodness and experience and knowledge and power. Anyone who comes into her life, lucky. And I feel the same way about you. I really do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is there anything else you want us to know about you? Like you specifically, personally, why you think it matters to be trauma-informed and, you know, with respect to like personal relationships or anything there, just anything. If you had one last thing you wanted to share,
yeah, what
would you want to share?
I think that being trauma informed is a gift you can give yourself. And that while it extends very much to your practice, to your family, to all the people in your life, I think that there's just so much we can learn. There's so much, I learned so much about how I operate, how I work, and I feel like I've up-leveled my life and that I continue to up-level my life because I'm not just like looking at things from the cognitive space of just go change your mind, right? Just change your thought. Like I'm more able to drop in and really assess what's going on and move through things so much faster, so much faster. It's really interesting because we think that we can just change our mind and carry on. And it's actually so much faster when we can drop into our bodies and align our bodies with our minds and to know how to do that and to do it quickly. Like it doesn't have to take forever. Like it can happen fast. And knowing how to do that and then being able to teach it to my clients. I'm actually, right after we record this, I'm teaching my clients this very thing today. This is what I'm teaching in my group. It's all about how they're going to be making the best decision for themselves from a grounded place. And I'm teaching them how to do that for themselves. And I can't wait. Like it's so important. We can't shortcut it. We don't want to talk our way into things. Like it's so important and powerful to know how to use our bodies aligned with our minds, and there's no stopping us. So yeah, I would just say for me, like, it's been such a gift to my whole life, and being able to help my clients at a higher level is like the cherry on top to the benefit and blessing it's been for myself.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Andrea Giles, always love talking to you. I'll probably have you back here at some point again.
I would love to. I would love to.
All right. Thank you so much, everyone, listening in, and have a wonderful day.
Hey, come and join us in this revolution. Gotta crawl before we walk this revolution.
So are you ready to become a part of our forever community of trauma-informed coaches? Go to lindseypullman.com and see if my advanced certification is a fit for you.
And we ready to heal is what we pursuing. Coaches change lives, this is what we doing. This the place to be, no need to panic, see. Nah. We got each other's backs in this healing community. Yeah. Wanna know the facts? It's simple. When we coming together, yeah, we got unity.